弟兄姐妹，平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
我们感谢神再一次的给我们有机会可以聚集在一起，敬拜他。
Thank God that He has given us a chance to gather together to worship Him。
我们开始的时候好不好？翻到诗歌291首。
To begin, let us turn to Hymn 291。
诗歌291。
291。
我想都是我们很熟悉的一首诗歌哈。哦，我要像你。
They're a familiar hymn to many of us. Oh, to be like thee.
我们知道我们信了主之后，我们有了主的生命哈。
We know that after we believe in the Lord, we have the life of the Lord.
神就把我们放在一个的过程里面。
God has put us into a process.
这个过程就是要把我们这个老我的生命要改变过来。
And this process is so that an old self, the old life can be changed.
神的心意是要把我们每一个都要磨成像我们的主的样式。
God's desire is to mold us to conform to the image of His Son.
我们感谢我们的神我们这一班本来是好像很败坏本来是败坏丑陋的人，但是神的心意要把我们都要改变像我们主那个荣耀的样式。
And we were once so filthy, rebellious, but God wants to change us so that we can be more like the Lord.
Yeah, 所以因为我们的心里面也与神的心意有一个共鸣哈。我们说，我们也愿意让神在我们里面有可以做成他的工作。
And may we echo God's heart desire, so that He can fulfill His work upon us.
Yeah. 好吧，我们请诗琴给我们弹第一句，我们就开始。
I'll have the pianist play the first line for us, and then we begin.
预备
，Ready, begin.
我的天上，我的地震，就是我所存，让你显然。Let me not forget that every treasure you have given, so sweet to bear. Will you be silent? Will you be silent? Will you be silent? So let my heart.Thank you.
Father loves us, we thank you with all hearts.
谢谢你对我们的心意。
Thank you for the desire you have for us.
你不但把我们拯救过来，更要把我们每一个都要磨成像你儿子的形象。
Not only you save us, but you want to mold us into the image of your son.
我们想到我们算的是什么，但是你的心意是何等的宝贵。
And who are we? Your desire towards us is so great.
愿意我们的心里面，主啊，我们也说，主啊，我们愿意像你。
And may our hearts echo the desire that we want to be like our Lord.
愿意你的性情，每一天都能够更多的组织在我们的里面。
And may your nature be able to form in us each day.
来满足主你拯救我们的心意。
And to satisfy the desire of God in us.
主啊，早上我们再次的谢谢你，你召聚我们在一起。
And thank you this morning you gather us.
也谢谢你把你的仆人，我们的Simon弟兄带领到我们中间。
And thank you for setting your servant, our brother Simon, in our midst.
我们就求主你，就借着你的仆人，主啊，把你的话赏赐给我们。
And through your servant, may your words be granted unto us.
你的话实在是我们的灵，是我们的生命。
And your word is spirit and also is life.
借着你的话，继续的在我们里面做改变的工作。
And the word can transform us from within.
使我们更能够体贴你的旨意，也使我们能够更多的放下我们自己，可以跟上去。
To be mindful of your will so that we can lay down ourselves and to follow after you.
我们就把这段时间我们恭敬地仰望主。
And we commit this time unto you.
求主你掌管，圣灵在这里可以自由地运行。
And may you have the sovereign will over us and the spirit works here.
我们就这样子祷告，感谢赐奉我们主耶稣基督的名。
And we give thanks back to you in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们实在感谢主，我们今天三门弟兄在我们中间他们交通。
Thank the Lord that our brother Simon is here to share with us.
我们就把时间交给他。
We give the following time to him.
感谢主哈、啊，让我们再有一次机会在主面前啊，一同来交通。
But the Lord that we can fellowship once again in the Lord.
嗯，啊，早上我们去一起来啊，先看几段的经文。
This morning, let us turn to the scriptures and read a few passages.
请大家打开以弗所书第一章。
Let us all turn to the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
我们啊，先用中文，我们一起念第一章第十五节到第十九节。
Using Chinese, we'll first look at chapter 1, verses 15 to 19.
一会儿我们念英文的时候，我们也一起念用英文哈。
Okay, so we will read together, first in Chinese and also in the English afterwards.
十五节哈，我们一起念。
Together.
因此，我既听见你们信从主耶稣。亲爱的众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，加那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且加明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩教有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大的。
In English, beginning with verse 15. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you, while making mention of you in my prayers,that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might.
然后我们来看哥罗西书第一章。
We'll look at Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians 1.
第九节跟第十节。
Verses 9 to 10.
我们也一起念哈。
We will read together.
因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。还有呢哥罗西书第三章第十节。
So chapter 3 verse 10.
English, 刚才我们没有
Okay, so we'll go back to chapter 1, we'll read 9 to 10 in English. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.And then Colossians 3.
对，哥罗西书第三章第十节。
Verse 10.
穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
And I put on the new self who has been renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
再来看以弗所书的第三章。
Look at Ephesians chapter
3. 第一节。
Verse 1.
因此，我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。
For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles.
第十二节，三章十二节。
And then, same chapter, verse 12.
我们一直念到啊，等等啊，等等啊，
十
二节 ，OK， 喂喂喂，啊，从十二节我们念到啊十九节啊。
Okay, we'll read verses 12 all the way up to verse 19.
我们因信耶稣，就在他里面放胆无惧、笃信不疑的来到神面前。所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆，这是你们的荣耀。因此我在父面前呼吸，天上地上各家都从他得名，求他按照他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量当强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。好，我们
有的 OK。Ephesians 3 beginning with verse 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him, wherefore I desire that ye faint not my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness of God.
早上呢，愿意借着以弗所书的两个祷告，我们一同到神面前来，交通真知道跟见证知道。
So this morning, through the two prayers in the book of Ephesians, I want to share with our sisters and to meditate upon two topics. One is to truly know, and one is to continue to know.
Yeah, OK. 这两个祷告了，其实我们分开来交通呢，是已经是很丰富。所以早上我没有一个意图要来解释这两个的祷告。
So looking at these two prayers, there are very, there's a lot of things within these two prayers to share, but I would just like to not to look in detail, but to go over them a little bit.
在我们刚才念的第一章里面的第一个祷告。
And the first prayer, which was in the Ephesians chapter 1.
我们不要将以弗所书还将它打开啊。第一章里边的祷告保罗的祷告就是求神将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
And so in Paul's first prayer here, he is asking the Lord to give us the spirit of wisdom revelation in the knowledge of him, true knowledge of him.
叫我们真知道他哈。并且叫明你们心中的眼睛下面加了很多知道。
And to pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, that you may know this and continuing on.
要是你念下去的时候呢，其实呢，它下面有三个知道的。
So if you continue reading, you see that there are three knowledge.
让你们知道他恩教的指望。
To know what is the hope of his calling.
让你们知道他的圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
To know the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And what is, to know what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe.
所以呢这里开始的时候祷告，保罗的祷告就是要真知道。
And so Paul's prayer, the emphasis here is that we have true knowledge.
我们怎么样知道，这个知道也是翻出来
也是认识一个人，认识啊。
And how do we know? We need to understand and know a person to know that person.
我们人对人的知道了，就是从我们认识这个人有多少，我们就知道他有多少，是吗？
The knowledge between men, is based on how much we know about that person.
尤其是在今天呢，这个时代。你要一个人你完全不认识他的，你就说哎呀，我怎么样去了解他？我到网上去找找。
Using terms of the world we live in today, if you don't know someone, and you want to know about the person, you might go to internet, you try to search for that person to find out more.
但是我们知道网上东西可能是假的啊。
But remember that the things you see online may not be true.
那怎么样能完全知道这个人是真的啊？他真的是怎么样呢？
So how do we know truly this knowledge that we have is true, is real?
今天啊，你坐在这里，你对我有多少认识呢？真是真人在这里哦，不是网上的咯。
So today, as you're sitting here looking at me in person, how much do you say that you know about me?
这个人是从旧金山来的。
So first, this person came from San Francisco.
这个人很特别，在我们中间只有他打领胎的，没有人打。
So this person dressed specially because only he wears a tie.
你知道就是这么多嘛，是吗？
So is that all you know about that person?
你也不知道我喜欢吃什么。
You do not know what he likes to eat.
很多东西你都不知道。
A lot of things you don't know.
人跟人已经是如此了啊。
That's the same relationship between men.
以弗所书里边所讲到的不是人认识人啊，是人去认识神。
Ephesians is not talk about men or about other men, but knowing about God.
我们真是很明白，我们是好像人啊，就好像小虫一样。我们本来我们所认识的就是地上面的事，我们怎么样能明白天下的事呢？
We are just like worms. We only can see things on the ground in the world. We cannot see things up above in the heavens.
所以呢，刚才我们念这节圣经呢，就是我保罗求父加那赐人智慧和启示的灵，赏给我们，让我们能看到，能照明我们心中的眼睛。
So Paul prayed to the Father to give us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation and knowledge of Him.That the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened.
要不是神将我们的眼睛打开的话呢，我们没办法明白神的事情。
If God doesn't open our eyes from within, we cannot see and understand the things of God.
要不是神从天上有启示的话，我们也没办法知道神的心意是如何。
If God does not reveal His heart in heaven, we will not be able to know what His desire is.
什么是真知道呢？
So what is that true knowledge?
意思就是我们的眼睛给神打开了。
Is our eyes be opened by God?
我们从神那里得到他的启示。
And we have revelation from God.
但这些仍然不是真知道的。
But these things are still not the true knowledge.
圣经里边所讲到的真知道是一步一步的。
So in the Bible, when it talks about the true knowledge, it's based on going step by step.
但最重要的开始，我们必须要有神的话。
But in the beginning, we do need the word of God.
我举例啊，举例。
For example,
在旧约的里面
In the Old Testament
这故事我没办法完全再讲一遍了回去要看一看
I cannot share with you the complete story we can just go back and we read it
就讲到雅各在他年老的时候 为他两个孙子，就约瑟的两个儿子来祝福。
Which was Jacob in his old age, blessed the two sons of Joseph.
那时候啊，约瑟将他的两个儿子啊，这个马拿西跟以法莲带到啊雅各的面前。
So at that time, Joseph brought his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, before Jacob.
那时候呢，雅各的眼睛已经看模糊了，看不清楚了。
But Jacob's vision was dim; he cannot see straight.
嗯，那啊。约瑟就将这个长者带到雅各的右手。
So Joseph brought the elder son to the right side of Jacob.
但是呢，当雅各要为他们祝福的时候，就将他手交叉，右手放在。这个小儿子以法莲的头上。
But when Jacob was about to bless the two sons, he crossed his hand so that his right hand went on the head of the younger son, which was Ephraim.
左手放在长子头上。
And the left hand was upon the elder son, which was elder son.
他要祷告祝福。
And he prayed and blessed.
约瑟呢，一看到不对了。
When Joseph saw that, something is not right.
因为长子的名分，长子的祝福应该归给马拿西的长子了。
Yeah, the blessings for the firstborn, which was Manasseh, should go to him.
他就说他就将他父亲的手本来是这样的，就拉回来。
And he took his father's hand, which was crossed, and put it in the way that he think he should be doing it.
雅各说了一句话。
Jacob said one thing.
我知道，我儿，我知道。
And he said, I know, my son, I know.
他里边怎么样是知道是应该是这样祝福这个。不根据传统的祝福来的。
And how did he know that he needed to bless by crossing his hands? It wasn't from tradition.
他眼睛也看不到。
And his eyes cannot see.
唯一的解释就是他里面从神里面有话有启示。
The only explanation was that God spoke to him from within. God revealed his will to him from within.
他里面很清楚。
Because inside of him, he knew very clearly.
他知道是这样，说他跟他的儿子讲，我知道，我儿，我知道。
And therefore he said to Joseph, I know, my son, I know.
几十年前，
many decades ago,
他也想起来他的爸爸以撒。
He thought about his father Isaac.
回到那个时候，以撒眼睛也为他祝福的时候，以撒眼睛也是看不到。
And when Isaac blessed him, we saw that Isaac's eyes were also dim.
我们知道雅各这个长子的名分好像是骗回来的。
We can say that Jacob's firstborn blessing came to him by deception.
好像。
Appear.
但后来当这个大儿子以撒回来的时候，就求父将这个祝福给他，以撒就说没有了，我将最好的给了雅各你弟弟。
Yeah, when Esau came back, he wanted Isaac to give him the blessing he gave to Jacob. But Isaac said, already gave Jacob that blessing, you cannot have that anymore.
圣经告诉我们，当以撒发现，以扫回来的时候，他才发现我给骗了，他就大大震惊。
So when Isaac found out that he gave the blessing to Jacob, not Esau, and he found out that Esau didn't receive the blessing. He was trembling from within.
对，圣经讲 greatly tremble,
good
大大将将惊
greatly trembling.
嗯，一会儿我才讲啊，解释这个大大将惊是什么意思。
So, to explain what this great trembling is.
啊，一会儿啊。
Oh, in a while, in a while, I'll explain it.
啊，但后来呢，这个啊，雅各因为要逃命啊，他哥哥要杀他嘛，他要逃命。
So Jacob, because of fear of his brother coming after him, he need to escape.
他在要逃命以前啊，他爸爸以撒还为他祝福啊。
Before he did that, his father Isaac blessed him.
要是我是他爸爸，你这个好小子啊，居然骗了我的啊，这个祝福，现在啊，你要走了，他还给他祝福。
If I were Isaac, I would not look upon Jacob that highly because he deceived me. Why should I bless my son who deceived me?
啊，但以撒从来没有骂。因为这件事情去骂这个雅各没有。
But we saw that Isaac never scolded Jacob because of what he did.
所以呢，其实以撒心里边是知道，他是真知道。
So I can say that Isaac truly knew, he knew it.
虽然他是看不见，他虽然好像被骗，但他祝福的时候是真的。
Even though he cannot see well, seems like he was deceived, but the blessing he gave was true.
无论这个人是谁，他看不见，但里边的话从上面而来，这个启示是真的，这个祝福是真的。
Even though he cannot see the person well, but what comes from above, that revelation was true and that blessing was true.
这个的启示是越过以撒他自己的意愿。
This revelation surpasses Isaac's own desire.
但是，所以当他知道被骗的时候了，他大大降惊。
So when he found out that he was deceived, he had this great trembling from within.
他降惊什么？
So why did he tremble? For what?
他降惊他的不顺服啊。
He trembled for his not submitting or not obeying.
对，因为从这对三生儿子出生的时候，神已经说以后大大要服侍小大。
So from the time that his two sons, the twins, were born, God told him that the younger one will get the blessing.
但他自己里边的环骨，他要将这个长子的祝福归给长子。
But he was stubborn from within. He wanted to give the blessing to the elder son, the firstborn.
他这个大大战惊呢，就是他知道自己错了。
That great trembling because Isaac knew that he failed. He was wrong.
但是他顺服神。
But he submitted to God.
神给他就要管教他明白了。
And God disciplined him and he understood.
所以以后他没有再回答说哎呀好小子啊你居然呢将我的这个祝福啊骗过去他没有完全没有这样讲过他还给雅各祝福啊。
So Isaac did not scold Jacob because of what he did, but he even gave him the blessing.
这个就是为什么要讲这两个例子呢就是真知道。他们是从有神的话而知道的。
So I share these two examples from the Old Testament to point out that true knowledge that we need to have that knowledge in God.
但今天我们活在新约的里面。
Today we are living in the New Testament.
旧约这些事情神已经放在那里给我们看到了。
We already seen the things in the Old Testament God has shown to us.
那新约要是你念以弗所书就连神永远的旨意你已经知道了。
In the book of Ephesians, you see God's eternal purpose. Many of you know about that too.
所以啊，一讲到以弗所书啊，可能你都已经啊，哎呀，又来讲这个已经人家不知讲了多少遍了。
So when you hear me speaking on Ephesians, you think to yourself that I've heard many brothers preach before about God's eternal purpose. So here you are talking to us again.
Oh, 连神的奥秘已经向我们打开了。
And God's mystery has been opened up to us.
今天你问这些小孩子啊，神的奥秘是什么？他们说是基督啊。
If you just ask the little kids, what is the mystery of God? They will tell you it is Christ.
基督的奥秘是什么？
What is the mystery of Christ?
是教会。
It's the church.
以弗所书讲什么？
What is the book of Ephesians talking about?
神永远的旨意。
God's eternal purpose.
谁不懂？不懂。
Many people, even kids know.
有时候呢，我不知道你们有没有收到一些加州政府啊寄来的信，这是 medical 的信啊，英文翻成中文的。
So I don't know if you receive letters from the state government. So these letters translated English into Chinese.
那我看起来啊，每一个字都懂。但是整篇文章一看起来我就不懂。
The Chinese.
When
I look at the Chinese translation, I know the words there, but if I need to look at it, the whole thing, I have some issue understanding about the whole thing.
你们有没有这个感觉啊？有没有看过？
So if you read things that are translated from another language, you run into this type of issue.
以弗所书啊，也是一样。
The book of Ephesians is the same.
它不是翻译的，是翻译的，所有都是翻译的，每一个字都懂，但加在一起呢，你就感觉好像又懂，好像又不懂。
So, we read the Chinese translation. You read the words. It seems like you know what it's talking about, but also at the same time, you don't know what it's talking about.
所以呢，这个需要从神而来的启示，让它打开。
Therefore, we need to have revelation from God so that it can be opened up to us.
旧约，刚才我们所举的两个例子，可以讲无论是雅各，无论是以撒，他们是真知道他们从神的话启示而来，是真知道。
The two examples I gave in the Old Testament, both from Jacob and Isaac, from the word of God, we saw that they truly know God.
但是他们的真知道是有限的。
But that knowledge is limited.
他们是真知道神的旨意。
They truly knew God's will.
在那时候是啊，神就将那时候的旨意向他们启示了。
So at that time, God revealed to them His will.
但是以弗所书里面我们刚才念到的留心啊，是真知道他。
But in Ephesians, when we read the verse, it says true knowledge of him.
这个他就是基督。
Is pointing to Christ.
在旧约的里面，基督还没有显现出来。
Because in the Old Testament time, Christ has not appeared physically.
今天在新约时代，我们可以真知道他。
In the New Testament time, we can truly know Christ.
刚才讲到我们怎么样认识一个人。
So, earlier, I talked about how we can truly know a person.
你记得当我们主耶稣来到地上的时候啊，
When the Lord came, the Lord Jesus came to this world.
有两个门徒就问他说，夫子，你住在那里？
There were two disciples who came and asked him, Rabbi, where do you live?
主耶稣跟他们讲，你们来看。
The Lord Jesus told them, come and see.
他们就去与他，那天就去他家里边与他同住。
And on that day, they went with Jesus to his house, and they dwelt with him there.
那就跟随了耶稣。
And then they followed Jesus.
那所以我们你要认识我啊，你最好跟我回去，住在我家里面啊。
So you want to know him, you need to follow him back home to understand more about him.
对，还要住啊。
Oh, you need to dwell there.
对，你与一个人同住，你就能认识他。
If you dwell with a person, you will get to know that person.
那我们怎么样与主同住
？And how are we to dwell with the Lord?
我相信我们都明白哈。
I know we understand.
我们首先必须要从他的话语里面来认识他。
First, we need to know him from his words.
然后呢，你需要跟他有个亲密的关系。
And then you need to develop that close relationship with him.
啊，这讲下去就很长了，不讲了啊，今天不讲了。但我们认识我们的主啊，是先从他的话里面去认识的。
I can continue on, but we don't have time. But first, we need to understand to know the Lord through his word.
但你的心里面要做一个单纯的人。
But in your heart, you need to be singular or pure.
一个心里面不单纯的人呢，你不要想从主里那里能得什么。
One who doesn't have a pure heart, don't think that you can gain anything from the Lord.
你不要以为你看了很多遍圣经，我们看圣经是必须的，我们灵修也是必须的。
We do need to read the Bible and have devotion, but no matter how many times you read the Bible,
你必须在神面前有一颗单纯的心。
You need to have this pure heart before the Lord.
对 ，pure 或是单纯，或是 simple 啊。
Or simple.
嗯，什么是单纯的心呢
？So what is that simple heart?
就是你。来亲近主的时候，主说什么话，你里面先有一个心，无论主怎么讲，我就怎么样顺服，我就怎么样去跟从。
That is when you come to the Lord and the Lord speaks to you, you have this simple heart, to say that whatever the Lord say to you, you will do, you will submit.
这样的人呢，他才能住在主里面。
So this type of person can truly dwell in the Lord.
主也住在他里面。
And the Lord also dwell in him, abide in him.
啊，你不是讲我们信了耶稣，主就住在我里面啊？
Isn't it when you believe in the Lord, he will abide in you?
问题是啊，我们不常常住在主里面。
But the issue is, we don't always abide in the Lord.
在教会的里面呢，不单止我们个人要住在主里面，不单止我们个人要住在主的里面。
In the church, not only individuals have to each dwell or abide in the Lord.
当我们住在主里面的时候，我们真知道神。
When we abide in the Lord, we will truly know God.
当我们群体一同住在主里面的时候，就显出教会的实质，整个教会。众人身体都住在主的里面。
So when the corporate body abide in the Lord, it will reveal truly that the assembly or the church is abiding.
你感觉啊，这样讲是好像不是很实际。我举一个例子，举一些例子，什么是不是真知道？
So I will give you some examples, so you can see what is.To truly know or not truly know.
举例来讲，在我们中间呢，我们很多孩子从小长大到年轻人啊。
So, for example, in our midst, there are little kids who grow up and became young people.
在我们当中聚会长大的。
Yeah, and they all grew up while fellowshipping, assembling in the church.
我们常常跟他们提到我们为什么是如此聚会的。
And so we always would tell them or mention to them the reason why we are gathered.
为什么我们不是公会，不是啊、denomination？
So why are we not in a denomination？
是什么 denomination？ 是
宗派
啊，宗派。我们为什么没有宗派的？
So why is it that we are not in a denomination？
啊，为什么我们没有牧师
？Why is it that we don't have a pastor？
啊，为什么我们没有出啊啊啊啊出圣经给这个牧师的啊？我们是凭信心的。
So we do not have a set salary for the pastor, but it's through faith, by faith.
啊，为什么我们每一个星期都擘饼？
So why is it that we break bread every Sunday?
啊，每个人都可以在啊擘饼时候都祷告。
So anyone who believes in the Lord can pray during the bread breaking.
为什么我们要翻译的？
Why is it that there is translation?
为什么我们不分开中文跟英文谈的？
Why is it that we not divide into Chinese and English worship sessions?
这个他们都知道。
They all know about these things.
啊，但是呢，很多到他们出去念书以后呢，他就去了公会里边啊聚集了。
So many, when they go off to college, they will join denominations to worship.
嗯，他们的理由是，哎呀，中英文分开很好啊。
So the reason is that it's good to have separate, you know, Chinese English worship service.
他们也没有感觉在擘饼当中，我以前我可以祷告很宝贝，现在跟牧师跟人搞好了。
So before they might be able to gather together with saints, everyone can pray during the bread breaking, but now only the pastor can pray at the bread breaking.
没有多少人真是看到。
So not many people can see this way of gathering.
说在知识上他们都是知道，但是呢不是真知道。
So in the head knowledge they know this, but it's not true knowledge.
所以我们啊，为什么这样聚会呢？我们这样聚会啊，其实是根据我们的真知道的。
So why do we so gather? It's because of the true knowledge God has given to us.
我们是真是知道，我们才如此聚会，我们才能这么多年一起这样聚会。
We gather like this because we have that true knowledge for these so many years that we can gather like that.
关乎真知道就只能讲这么多了。
So I would just end here about that true knowledge.
嗯，刚才我们念啊啊啊哥罗西书啊，哥罗西书。
So we also read from the book of Colossians.
啊，我们打开哥罗西书，刚才我们念过的第一章第九节。
If we turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 9.
这里第九节呢？一章九节愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
That you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
这个满心知道啊，其实也是真知道，原文是同一个字来的。
So here you notice filled with the knowledge of his will. This knowledge is similar as that knowledge in Ephesians, true knowledge.
好叫你们行事为人，对得其主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。这个多知道也是真知道。
So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. This knowledge of God too is that true knowledge.
第三章第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
穿上新人，这新人在真知识上渐渐更新。
And have put on the new self who has been renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him.
这个也是真知道，真知识。
Yeah, so it's the true knowledge also spoken of here.
啊，你就会发觉啊，这里讲到两三遍，就是渐渐的真知道。
So we see as we read these verses that you notice that this is there is an increase in the knowledge, increasing that knowledge.
嗯，所以呢，原来我们啊知道神呢、啊，是我们的真知道神呢、啊，是会需要慢慢的，是渐渐的真知道。
So to have that true knowledge, it needs to have that increase, but it's a gradual increase.
意思就是我们这个人的生命需要增长。
It means that the life from within us has to gradually grow, to increase.
主的生命在，基督的生命在我里边生长。
So that the life of Christ can sprout, can grow in us.
当我里面这个基督的生命长的时候，我对知道，我的真知道，对神的真知道就渐渐的增加。
When the life of Christ grows in me, then I will be able to gradually increase in the knowledge of the true knowledge of Christ.
这个里面的生命的增长大，当然是我们读经另外更重要的是你知道以后你怎么样跟随神，你才会不单是头脑的知道，是生命里面的知道。
So as we pursue and to grow in the Lord, we know that how are we to follow him is not justhad knowledge, but we have that true knowledge in us to know how to follow him.
那你可能要问一个问题啊，我自己会问一个问题。
So the question that I would ask myself.
啊，保罗是真知道吗？他写这个圣经了，他是不是真知道？
When Paul wrote this about the true knowledge, did he really have that true knowledge?
保罗写这个哥罗西书的时候，他写这些话，他是有没有经历过渐渐的真知道神？
So when Paul wrote this word in Colossians, had he experienced that increase in the true knowledge of God himself?
最近有一位弟兄，他在等候要退休啊，他说退休，他说我多一些时间来服侍神，他就来问。
So recently in a midst, there is a brother who's considering retirement so they can serve the Lord more, and then he came to talk to me.
啊，他说，哎呀，我多了时间服侍神，就要讲道啊。他就问我，那你也是从工作出来的，那怎么样服侍神？那怎么样讲？会讲道啊？
So he's thinking once he retires, we would ask him to speak on the pulpit. So he came to talk to me and said, when you came up to serve the Lord, some of the lessons that you learned, some of the things you know about.
他就，我还没有回答，他就说，对，那我就多读圣经啊。
So before I even tell him things, he said, yes, we need to read the Bible more.
我说对啊，当不单是多读圣经啊。
I said right, but not only to read the Bible more.
你多读属灵书，多读圣经是必须的。
You must read the Bible and spiritual books, so these are necessities.
当你讲到时候，人家所听的、所看的，不单是你讲的话，是你这个人。
But when you share in the pulpit, people are not just looking at the things you say, but they're looking at you, that person.
有些话你活不出来的话，你怎么样讲？你讲出来没有力量。
So if you preach something, you cannot live that out. There is no power from those words.
所以我们需要从你，现在不是每个人都叫传道人啊，但是我们也是必须要 这样来真知道，从在渐渐的多知道神，正认真知道神。
We are not all ministers of the Lord, but from these words we know that we truly need to have that true knowledge of God.
那回来就保罗他有没有真知道神？他讲啊，他是不是自己真知道神？
So going back to Paul, he wrote that, so is it truly that he had that true knowledge?
他有没有渐渐的更加真知道神？
Did he increase in that knowledge, that true knowledge of God?
他真知道神这个很容易回答的。
So it's very easy to respond about that true knowledge.
他有没有启示？他有启示。
Did he have revelation? Yes, he had revelation.
我们都知道在行传里面第九章神怎么样开他的眼睛从天上跟他讲话。
So in Acts chapter 9, we saw how the Lord spoke to him from heaven and his eyes were opened.
保罗，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
时间问题我就不讲了，大家都知道了。
Because of time's sake, I will not go into detail, but you know.
他是真知道神的。
He truly knew God.
神开了他的眼睛。
God opened up his eyes.
将他道路180度转过来。
To change his path 180 degrees.
但是他写这个以弗所书腓立比书的时候哥罗西书的时候他怎么样会写到要渐渐的多知道神呢？
So when Paul wrote Ephesians and Colossians, how is it that he wrote, we have to increase in the knowledge of God?
我今天没有时间，也没有这分量去讲保罗这个祷告啊，但我只能从某一方面来讲这个祷告。
Today I do not have the time, capacity to detailedly share with you on these prayers, but I just want to again touch on those.
你留意第三章这个祷告。
So if you notice the prayer in chapter 3,
第一节
verse 1,
我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的。
以弗所书，
以弗所书第三章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 1, For this cause I Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles.
然后我们刚才念过了第十二节十三节十二节就是就在他里面放胆无惧独信不疑。
And we also read same chapter, verse 12, have the boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him.
所以不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆。
So do not lose heart, for the tribulation that I'm going through.
这讲到他在难处的里面。
So this talks about Paul and his tribulation.
他是被囚的。
So he, was captured.
是 imprisoned.
imprisoned.
还有呢，就是讲到为什么要放胆无惧啊？就是本来是有惧怕，是不是有难处，所以才说要放胆无惧。
So Paul he experienced that tribulation. He experienced that difficulty, and so he now needs to have that boldness.
所以这里不要为患难上胆。
So do not lose heart for the tribulation.
这里也是有难处的。
So again, there is the difficulty.
第四章第一节，我为主被囚的劝你们。
And in chapter 4, verse 1, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you.
你要是再翻到第六章。
And then, if you go down to chapter 6 of Ephesians,
20节,
verse 20,
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者,
for which I am an ambassador in chains, for this ministry I'm in.
你说保罗啊, 你讲这个奥秘就好嘛，你为什么讲来讲去常常讲你是被囚的，关我什么事情啊。
So you might say that you can talk about the mystery all that you want, but why do you keep on repeating about being imprisoned?
是吗？啊，是不是保罗你哎呀，是不是这个是一个很特别的变成你的催骂啊，你坐牢了，很给我没坐牢，你坐牢了，你就行了啊。
So has this become a trademark? So he's kind of making a big deal of his imprisonment.
啊，不是这样的。
No.
你要知道，以弗所书、哥罗西书是在什么时候写的？
Remember when Paul wrote Ephesians and Colossians?
你要是啊念这个形状的时候，我们知道是保罗被囚禁的时候他写的，就是在到了啊形状最后一章那个时候啊那个时间他写的。
So if you read the book of Acts, you see that Paul wrote these books while he was imprisoned. It's during the last chapters of Acts, during that time.
但是他明明跟我们讲他是基督耶稣的囚徒，他不是罗马的囚徒。
So he's a prisoner of the Lord. He is not a prisoner of the Romans.
他给囚禁，不是人能将他囚禁起来的，是神将他囚禁起来的。
So it's not man, but God, who caused him to be imprisoned.
这个跟他第三章这个祷告是有很大的关系。
So this is has to do a lot with his prayer in chapter 3.
这里带出来的是保罗的真知道，是渐渐的真知道。
So this brings out that true knowledge in Paul is the increase in the knowledge in him.
在我们都知道，保罗自己也知道，他是外邦人的使徒。
So we know that Paul, he is the apostle of the Gentiles.
神呼叫他，他是去做外邦人的使徒，彼得做犹太人使徒的。
God called him to be the apostle for the Gentiles, but Peter, God called him to be the apostle for the Jews.
犹太人。那他原本他就听话的，所以我们从行传里边就看到他往外跑啊，跑了几次。
And Paul listened, because when we read the book of Acts, we see that Paul went out, he went on those journeys.
啊，但去到，要是，我今天没办法全念了，但你，我就讲一些经节给大家，你回去再看。
So today we don't have time to go into all the details, I'll just point out a few, verses for you.
但去到行传的第二十章的二十二节那里。
So we will, reading from Acts chapter 20, verse 22.
他大概在那个时候，他里边就起了一个意念。
So at that time, Paul had this desire, from within, this thought from within.
他说我要往耶路撒冷去。
That he needs to go to Jerusalem.
我的心很迫切啊。
Because, in the spirit, that he wanted to do that a lot.
他圣经里边说心里边很迫切
，and has this this yearning from within, very earnest yearning from within.
二十章二十二节啊。
Yeah.
我现在要往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切。原文是灵被捆绑。
Yeah. So if he's been bound by the spirit in the original text. This is earnestly yearning from within.
就是意思就是说他要往耶路撒冷去，但他灵里边给神捆绑的，其实他就是里边不通。
So he wanted to go to Jerusalem, but he was bound from, by the spirit. So there is something that is blocking him from within.
啊，但是呢，他知道圣灵呢在各个城里边向他指证说，在那里有捆锁与患难等待我的，他是知道的。
But he knew that the Holy Spirit solemnly testified to him in every city that bounds and afflictions await him.
啊，他说我不怕死，我不以我的性命为念。
that he did not consider his life of any account as dear to himself.
他就要这样按他自己的意思，他要往回去耶路撒冷。
So by his own will, he wanted to go to Jerusalem.
啊，然后呢，到第二十一章里面又遇到一些的弟兄姐妹，神显明一些事情去劝他，你不要上去，你不要上去，他要上去。
And then in chapter 21, God actually sent brothers and sisters to him and to plead with him not to go, but Paul still wanted to go.
啊，他是个不怕死的人啊。
He was one who was not afraid to die.
要感谢主啊，今天你找到有几个人为了主的缘故不怕死啊。
How many people can you find today who is not afraid to die for the sake of the Lord?
不要说为主啊，为我自己，我每天都很多补，很多维他命啊，是吧？就是补肾啊，这很多要为自己嘛，啊，为了主不怕死。
To not die for the sake of the Lord. Not even to talk about that, but what about yourself? Today we want to do a lot of things to nourish our bodies, we treasure our bodies.
嗯，他说，就是死在耶路撒冷，我也是愿意的。
And Paul said, even to die at Jerusalem, I'm willing.
嗯，好了，到他回到耶路撒冷。
So when he went to Jerusalem finally,
哦，就像这个犹太人就讲这个福音。
He shared the gospel to the Jews.
但是呢，人家就将他抓起来了。
But as a result, people bound him.
当人家将他抓起来的时候，还没有受审，他就想起主跟他讲的以前讲的一句话。
And before he was even go to trial, he remembered some words the Lord spoke to him.
其实啊，他讲，他向群众讲道的时候，就讲这句，是神以前向他讲过的。
And so when he was among the crowd, he said these words that the Lord spoke to him before.
啊，这记载在二十二章第十八节。
So that's recorded in Acts chapter 22, verse 18.
以前神曾经跟他讲过的。
And this was something that God once told him.
你要赶紧的，这二十二章第十八节，你要赶紧的离开耶路撒冷，不可延迟，因为你为我做的见证，这里的人必不领受。
So Acts chapter 22 verse 18, it says, make haste, the Lord said, make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly because they will not accept your testimony about me.
这个是神以前跟他讲过的。
God spoke to him in the past with these words.
不是现在跟他讲的，是以前跟他讲过的。
Not to him at that time, but God spoke to him before.
但他没有听进去。
But he didn't take that to heart.
三次他到耶路撒冷，神跟他讲，他没办法，他就离开了。
And so last time when he went to Jerusalem, he had to depart and go there.
现在主提醒这件事情。
And now the Lord reminded him of this.
他一路要去耶路撒冷的时候，他不是不知道，他是不顺服。
So on the way to Jerusalem, it's not that he did not know, but he did not submit to what he knew.
那行传第二十三章第十一节。
And so when we come to Acts chapter 23, verse 11.
那个晚上，主站在保罗旁边说，放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。
But on the night immediately following, the Lord stood at his side and said, take courage, for as you have solemnly witnessed to my cause at Jerusalem, so you must witness at Rome also.
这里我们细心去思想这神讲这句话，里边很多文章在。
So if we think detailedly about these words God has spoken to Paul, there's a lot we can glean.
我们的神啊，从来不会改变他的旨意的。
how God will never change his will. If someone does not fully submit to God,
他就是神就不是他的主来的，你要明白这个事情。
对，
要是一个人不，换句话来讲，要是保罗没有在这件事情上向神回转的话，神不会放过他的。
If Paul did not return from what he committed here, God would not continue to lead him.
我们好像单单读这句话就说，哎呀，好像很容易啊。保罗已经到这里了，那神就那你在这里已经做得很好啦，现在你去罗马啦，为我做见证，不是这样。
So don't think that just from the surface of the words here that Paul is there right now and that's where things are and then he will go to Rome. It's not that simple.
神对保罗是有对付的。
And God was dealing with Paul.
要是保罗没有回转，神不会讲这句话。
If Paul did not turn back, God would never, would not speak.
其实神就跟他讲，你在耶路撒冷为我做见证，但你必须在罗马。必须在罗马为我做见证。
So God will say to him, you are not witnessing for me in Jerusalem, but you must also witness for me in Rome.
意思就是说你在耶路撒冷是错的。
Which means that it's wrong that you are in Jerusalem.
那为什么说保罗你放心啊？
But why is it says here to take, for Paul to take courage?
保罗死都不怕放什么心啊？
If he's not afraid to die, why does he still need to take courage?
就死在耶路撒冷也是甘心的，也是愿意的。
He's so willing to die in Jerusalem.
所以在刚才所讲的22章第18节到23章11节中间呢，保罗里边的心里边起了变化。
So between Acts chapter 22 verse 18 and 23:11, there is some change in the heart of Paul during between those verses.
他回想神以前跟他讲，你要赶紧的离开耶路撒冷，这个地方不是我要你去的地方。
He remembered what God spoke to him is to make haste, get out of Jerusalem quickly. That was not where God wanted him to be.
就亮光进来啊。
The light came through.
他里面悔改了，我错了。
So inside of him, he repented. He knew what's wrong.
我虽然不怕死在耶路撒冷。
Even though he's not afraid to die in Jerusalem.
但是他怕违背神的旨意。
But he is fearful that he would rebel against God's own will.
他知道他错了。
So he knew he was wrong.
这句话一再进来，他里边有亮光，他知道他错了。
So when these words came, there's a light that came and saw that he was wrong.
但现在没办法，我被人抓起来了。
But now, what can he do because he's been bound?
我可能要死在耶路撒冷啊。
Maybe I will die in Jerusalem.
但是死在这里不要紧，但是神的旨意没有在我身上通过啊。
But that's not the most important, but most important was the will of God be able to fulfill in me.
我没有按照神的旨意去走完我一生的路程啊。
Because I have not finished my course on this earth.
现在我要去耶路撒冷，我现在要去罗马，也去不了。
And now if I want to go to Rome, I'm stuck. I cannot go.
恐怕我真是要死在耶路撒冷了。
So maybe I would die in Jerusalem.
所以他里边，我悔改了，他知道错了。
So he repented from within because he knew he was wrong.
所以呢，在22章第18节。神就跟他讲，第23章第11节，神就跟他讲，放心吧。
So that's why the Lord God told him in Acts 23:11, courage.
你不会死在耶路撒冷。
You will not die in Jerusalem.
你要去罗马为我做见证。
But you will end up in Rome to be my witness.
所以先有保罗这个回转。
So first there needs to be a turning back for Paul.
然后神才跟他讲话。
And then God will speak to him.
以后故事我就讲不下去了。
I don't have time to tell you the whole story.
但是你很简单的讲，为什么以后啊，他在受审的时候啊，这是官问他啊，你现在要不要上告？还是你不上告就送你回耶路撒冷？你要上告就送你到罗马。他说我要去罗马。
And so later on, when he was tried, the authorities said, "Do you want to appeal what people said about you?" And Paul said, "I want to appeal to Caesar."
因为他有选择，你不上告，你就送回耶路撒冷；你上告，就去罗马。
So yeah, if you do not appeal, you go back to Jerusalem. If you appeal, you go to Caesar.
很多人不明白啊，读圣经以为保罗怕死。哎呀，很多人暗杀，要暗杀他，所以呢，他必须要不回耶路撒冷，他要去罗马。
People think that Paul here is trying to avoid these difficulties. Because many people were coming after him, people think that's the case.
他本来就是雄心壮志，要死在耶路撒冷嘛。
But remember that Paul, he didn't mind if he died in Jerusalem.
但是现在他怕。
But now he's afraid.
他知道他要去罗马。
Because he knows he needs to go to Rome.
所以他说我要上告。
So he says I want to appeal.
就因为他神将他囚禁起来。
Because he was bound and imprisoned.
所以他知道是神将他囚禁起来，不是罗马人将他，不是这些官员将他囚禁起来的。
He knew that God was the one who bound him, imprisoned him, not these authorities who did that to him.
所以他去了罗马以后，就出了以弗所书、哥罗西书。
And so when he went to Rome, we saw that he wrote Ephesians and also Colossians.
连保罗本人也是慢慢渐渐的都知道神，是真知道了。
So in Paul, we see that he had this increase in the knowledge, the true knowledge of God.
不单止我要经过管教，你们也要经过管教。
Not only I have to go through discipline, but you also have to go through discipline.
神管教我们是要我们做儿子。
God discipline us so that we can be His children.
不单是做儿子，是做长子。儿子的名分。
Not just adoption as sons, but to be the firstborn.
要我们经过十字架的患难。
To go through the tribulation in the cross.
所以呢，你看保罗的看见啊。不是从第一天启示他就完全知道了。
So with Paul, you see that it's not day one that he knew all about that true knowledge and that he can see everything clearly.
他的生命也是在神的面前，从不顺服到顺服，神就开启他的眼睛，更多渐渐的真知道神。
So in his life, Paul went through not submitting and then to submitting, and God continued, and then he had that increase in the true knowledge, and God opened up his eyes.
这跟我们有什么关系?
So what does that have to do with us?
跟我们是很有关系的。
It has a lot to deal with us.
我们要与众圣徒一同明白基督的强阔高深。
So we need to the saints to comprehend the height, the breadth, the length, the depth of Christ.
保罗怎么样经过患难，教会也怎么样经过患难。
So how Paul went through the tribulation, so would the church.
我们的基督是过于人所能察度的。
Because Christ, he surpasses what men can know about him.
为什么我们经过难处？我们不明白。
Why do we go through difficulty? Because we don't understand.
我们以为是神苦待我们。
We think that God is mistreating us.
为什么神要管教我们
？Why is it God want to discipline us?
我们也不明白。
We do not understand.
但有一天
，But one day,
我们要明白。
We will understand.
这个是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
第三章里面祷告，我们没办法进去。但你要知道神，我们要 comprehend， 我们要明白，要测量神的基督的强阔高深。
I do not have time to go through the prayer in chapter 3, but we need to comprehend, understand the breath of the hide the death.
什么是
？Of Christ.
很多人从各方面去讲到全口高声。
Many people want to share about the length, the height, the length, the breadth, the depth.
但我只讲一句，这个全阔高深是什么？
So I just want to say one thing about the height, the length, the depth, the breadth.
全阔高深就是十字架。
So the length, the width, and the length is the cross of Christ.
是不是啊？高深全阔就是十字架。
The height, the breadth, the length, depth is pointing to the cross.
上面有神的爱。
So in, upon it is the love of God.
上面有神的爱。
There is the love of God above.
但上面也有十字架，也有苦难。
But there is also the cross, this is also the tribulation.
我们要与众圣徒一同去插入神的全阔高深。
So we need to comprehend with all the things, what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height.
为什么我们有交通聚会？
Why is it that we have the assembly sharing?
他的交通跟我有什么关系？
What does that person's testimony or sharing have to do with me?
我们要与众圣徒一起才能明白的。
We can only comprehend with all the things together.
很多时候从外面来看，哇，这是苦，这是难处，为什么神要量给我？
Why is it that these difficulties I encounter, why God wanted me to go through them?
有时候是管教。
Sometimes it's discipline.
有时候是炼净。
Other times it's to purify us.
都是要经过十字架。
And all has to go through the cross.
是为了我们的好处。
It's for our own benefit.
时间关系只能讲这么多啊。
Because of time, I can only share that much.
我们有点的祷告。
Let's pray.
祷告，祷告，我翻译。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for your words.
父神，我们感谢你这个时间。也为你的话语来感谢你。
Indeed, may we be able to comprehend with all the things, the breadth, the length, the height, the depth.
真是愿我们能与众圣徒一同来明白你的长阔高深。
We admit that we are so unworthy.
我们真是知道我们完全不配。
And we know that we are so weak and we are so powerless.
我们何等的软弱。
But we do thank you for your grace upon us.
但我们因着你的恩惠，我们感谢你。
And it is only by your grace that we can truly see.
因着你的恩惠，我们才能看见。
To truly know of your own will for us.
才能真正的知道你对我们的旨意是什么。
And not only for us, just each one of us, but for the corporate body, for the church.
不单是为我们，也为你的团体的，就是你的教会。
And so thank you for today that you have again reminded of us of all these truths.
早上我们感谢你让我们再明白你这些真理。
We pray that you would continue to lead us in the spirit.
愿主祭赎在灵里面引领我们。
It's the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
就是那给我们智慧和启示的灵。
And we thank you for you're such a loving father, such a caring father.
谢谢爱我们的父神。
Even though we have to go through discipline, even have to go through difficulties, we know that you love us so.
虽然我们要经过患难，虽然我们要经过管教。但我们知道是我们的神是爱我们的。
So may we be willing to take up the cross to follow our Lord day by day.
Yes. 愿我们这祷告就是我们能愿意天天背起我们的十字架来跟随你。
Again, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy towards us.
我们感谢主给我们这个时间，你给我们的恩惠。
Give you all the glory and we praise in the name of the Lord Jesus.
愿荣耀都归给我们的父神并我们主耶稣基督。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.